How old's your kid?
He is two. One. Just one kid.
Just one kid.
He's two years old. Mm-hmm. But in all this stuff that we're talking about, this is in the forefront of my mind all the time. How do I raise a male child that doesn't think that saying these things is okay?
Yeah.
I guess you do that because we weren't done. We hadn't, right? hadn't it done to us. So we learn later. You know, I'm learning now.
You're learning yeah. now.
So that's okay.
It's just,
we can learn.
The world's crazy. The world's a crazy place.
It is. And that's exactly kind of why. It's so funny. First of all, we're meeting Tara for the first time. Dr. Salinas.
Hello, yes.
Dr. Salinas.
Yes.
That sounds got a great ring. Dr. Salinas. I love it. Who happens to be ethics. You tell us.
I was like, do you know? I was going to say
business ethics professor.
It's true. I am a business ethics professor at the University of San Diego.
So that's a thing.
It is a thing. There aren't many of us. Because no one wants to do it. But yeah. It's a thing, and it's awesome, and it makes for very fun conversations in class all of the time.
Right on. And so my nephew, there's a decent chance he'll take your class.
He could.
I'm going to tell him to take his class.
He could teach my ethics class or my women in management class.
So now, do you ever get men who take that?
I do. And it's interesting.
Now, what do you think about that?
I wonder what their objective of taking the course is.
Well, their objective is this fulfills a writing requirement, and that's why I'm here.
But you think they'd want to, like, there's got to be something else that draws them to that class.
So I've found that the men who take it, sometimes it's, I need a writing credit, and this fulfills it, and that's why I'm here. But other times, there are guys who legitimately want to understand how to be better in the business world and how to not continue furthering the issues that we have.
Go
ahead.
But it seems to me that there is a certain segment of the business community that's very frat boy, old school. Maybe it's just what's portrayed in some of the movies that we've seen.
Oh, no, it's true.
And we're a movie, TV, podcast, so we kind of talk about a lot about stuff. But that's... And it's disgusting.
The old boys club mentality is not, that's not a figment of
the movies. So watching Mad Men, you're like, that's still true today.
It is starting to
decrease. I mean, it's not as bad, but.
And part of the reason it was like that is because women didn't go to college. Women weren't in business. Mm-hmm. And now in our undergrad program, it's 52% women. So until those women graduate from college, get a job, move up the ranks, it's going to continue to be the way that it is. So there's sort of this slow change that's happening, and it's really nice to look out and see half of my classes full of women. But it takes that to actually make any difference in that old boys network.
So with that, and with the news of the last 12 months or so, where there's a tsunami of sexual harassment claims against lots of
high-powered men,
in a way, I mean, as sad as it is, because we've talked about how the Me Too's are like really eye-opening, but extraordinarily depressing. Extraordinarily depressing. But because you realize every girl you...
Woman
you know...
Got you.
Every female you know has a story, most likely. And it's sad, too, because there's a lot of men who do too, yeah. but... We don't live in a female-dominated society, right. And so it's great. So the question is: do you think that in any way this tsunami of recent news is kind of like, yay? I mean, because I kind of think that in a way. It's super sad.
I'm glad that there's the conversation happening.
Yes,
yes.
The conversation needs to be happening,
and
it's just super depressing that it happens literally every day. Just like the mass shootings and stuff. It's like we need to talk about this. We keep brushing it under the mat. It's like we need to talk about this. We need to talk about this, and it's like on the forefront of everyone's minds now. And so it's like I'm glad that it's happening, but it's super depressing that it's happening.
Well, and think about this week. Right? Today is Thursday. We had so many people go down this week, right?
So just Matt Lauer
went down. Russell Simmons
Russell
today.
Russell Simmons, yes, I heard that.
I didn't even hear about Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer.
Oh, terrible, terrible things.
I didn't hear
he's
the
been
details.
Accused of. Oh, they're
that
icky.
Stuff. You heard him.
Very icky, uh-huh. Yes.
Golly.
So I think exposing this is great, but what I find frustration with is a lot of the reaction of, oh, why didn't she say it when it happened?
Right.
Well, because Justin, you asking that, you're making it her fault.
Right.
And it's not her fault. So one of the big things that I see as problematic is just the way this discussion is framed, right? If you hear about a woman getting assaulted, she got assaulted, she got raped. Well, he raped her.
Assaulted her.
Right. He did that, right? And so the assumptions in it is the fault of the victim somehow is really problematic. So, I mean, a lot of these accusations, the Matt Lauer ones were from a few years ago, the Russell Simmons ones were from 20 years ago, but just because somebody didn't report it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right.
And there's so much data and research on this. And like in the context of workplaces, 90% of people don't report when they've been harassed.
Well, because especially at work, because you don't want to lose your job.
Exactly.
And there's always this question of, does it count? Is it really harassment? Did they mean it that way? And that's where things get a little bit tricky because... Right. For something to be considered harassment, it just means that you don't like it. Right. Everybody doesn't have to agree, right? Like, some people really are huggers, and I think you talked about this last week.
That's what I was talking about last week with John Lasseter. He just hugs everyone, and some people don't want to be hugged, but it's like, okay.
Outside of work is a very different situation. Right. If you are a rabid hugger at work, and people are like, hey, I don't like that, all that needs to happen is for them to say, I don't like that. And the line has been drawn. And if you continue to do that, there's recourse. But the thing is, a lot of times people don't feel like they can even say, I don't like that.
Because they're going to be labeled as prude or unwarm or some way.
Exactly.
Or it's like, fine, I'm not going to talk to you anymore and you're not going to advance in this company.
No promotions for you. Because you've seen in all of these, this is a power dynamic.
Right?
This isn't... he needs to go to therapy because he has a problem. Maybe he needs to go to therapy because he has like a power issue. Yeah. Like these aren't necessarily dysfunctions. These are things that you feel you're able to do because you are in a position of power and you are a wealthy individual. And I think we need to say it's not always men that do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There are definitely other situations, but everyone who is coming to light right now.
Yeah.
Is a guy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Disclosure. That's the name. I was like, of course it happens because it happened to Michael Douglas in that one movie where he's always the sexual victim.
In that one movie.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it like Fatal Attraction 2 or something? He's like, there's something about him and the roles he chooses.
Have you seen Michael Douglas?
Yeah, the roles he chooses.
The guy is a dreamy, irresistible man.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah.
Duh.
Maybe he shouldn't have worn those shorts. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Clearly was asking.
Oh, man. Good Lord. We already kind of introduced our guest, but I want to get some little business stuff out of the way before we really dive headlong into this. There's a little snippet preview that you just got, 8 minutes worth of goodness. But be sure to check out lifesabinge.com. Follow us on all social media at lifesabinge. That's Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. You can find us on all those platforms and facebook.com/lifesabinge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And if you want to join the conversation or join the phone army, give us a ring at 619-438-0532, 619-438-0532.
Well done, man. Well done.
Yeah, that's off the top of my head every time.
That's very good.
After 127 times of saying that stuff, you'd think I'd have it memorized.
Well, we haven't been saying the phone number about the last five or six episodes. But I realized that I did not offer you anything to drink.
Wow, is it because I'm a woman?
It's because subconsciously, please help me, doctor. Please, I'm trying. So, but anyway, that is an option if you like. We have rum and Diet Coke.
There's water, probably.
There's water.
Maybe water.
There's probably water also. There's a Bud Light over here. There are options.
There are options.
100% drink that Bud Light.
Okay. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best answer because it's there.
And now you don't have to leave.
And I don't have to leave. Yes, I don't have to leave because I was going to.
Everyone wins.
I was going to text Andrea and then how freaking male.
You would have been a terrible person.
I would have been terrible. Baby, please make me a thing. Okay. So my nickname for my. Cheers indeed.
Cheers.
Yes, indeed. It's nice to meet you.
You as well.
And friends of.
Friends of friends.
Yes. Friends of people that we like haven't been let down yet.
Yeah, let's get started with the show for real.
Yes. So give us
you need to take a big inhale with us.
Life's a binge.
Right?
Oh, nice.
Now we are officially rolling.
All right.
Rolling, cool. rolling, 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 rolling. Limp Bizkit. Move. Sorry.
I have to go now. Yeah.
Nothing riles me up. And it's so funny. It's one of those things that, like, he's gone. Like, he's gone. He's not around anymore.
And that's for the best.
It is for the best because I never want to punch somebody in the face more than that. And I'm a very nonviolent person.
Funnily, one person I have always wanted to punch in the face is Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion.
Really?
And guess what?
Yeah,
guess
him
who
too.
Went down for sexual harassment this week?
Seriously?
So I think my internal hatred
is spot on.
I felt it. Like, I just knew something was off about that guy. He was a creeper.
Your radar is good.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to, I really want to, like, dive full on into this with you. And not just, anyway. it's been bothering me for a long, long time. Ever since the Bill Cosby thing came out, because I grew up, I was born in 1983, and I grew up watching The Cosby Show.
Yep.
And it's a big deal for my childhood of, like, growing up with these family values and
Thursday
watching these
night.
Family value shows, Full House, Family Matters, Cosby Show, like all these, like, 90s family shows that instill these family values of, like, moral things. Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to still like that show? That's the problem.
That is a good question.
That's the thing that I now have to ask myself about everything.
Yeah.
And most recently, just last night, I was talking to my wife that I was like, we are going to be BJ got a hold of this ethics professor. We're going to be talking to her about all this good stuff. And I was like, Kevin Spacey is now a person. And I love Kevin Spacey. I love Kevin Spacey. But I'm like, am I allowed to watch American Beauty? Which is, he won an Academy Award for being attracted to a young woman? Like, gross. But it's like, like, I love that movie. So am I not allowed to like that movie anymore? It's a big problem in my brain.
You didn't do the bad things.
Right.
Kevin Spacey did the bad things.
But by appreciating their art, are we somehow saying...
I don't think you're culpable in this.
Because it's a tough question.
I 100% understand what you're asking. I, too, grew up with the Cosby Show, and what was that creepy drawing thing that he used to do? He had, like, a kid's show that he did.
Oh, Fat Albert?
Kids Say the Darnest Thing? Oh, Fat Albert?
No, it was a different one. He had a marker. It talked. It was amazing.
With little kids or no?
I think he drew. He drew stuff, and he was very personable.
Yeah, because he is.
Because when I grew up, it was Fat Albert, and Fat Albert was one of the only shows. This is like why it's so hard and so like complex. That was one of the only shows that taught a lesson every single week. And at the end of every episode, Bill Cosby would come out. Well, kids, we learned today that that Mushmouth can't blah 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 without. Whatever, and
he was never like, "Hey, kids! It turns out you shouldn't drug women and then sleep with them."
Exactly. He gave a lot of good messages,
right.
And it turns out that his reality was very different.
So, and stuff like that, it always makes me think: was he writing the stuff? Was he a writer on the Cosby Show, or is he just acting the stuff out? Because those messages might not have been his.
Right.
I'm going to say yes that he was writing it.
Or and I mean, think he was at least an executive producer that's like, yeah, we need to go ahead with this.
Well, and I heard a speech he gave, I think, when he won maybe like an Emmy or no, Grammy, I mean.
He probably
no.
has some humanitarian award.
He has an honorary
doctorate.
He probably
does.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like he probably does. I don't know, but he for the longest time was viewed as this like clean comic.
Yeah.
That was like,
Yeah.
It drives me bonkers.
So this is not to cut to the chase, but this is kind of where I've kind of landed on all these things. Because, like, Al Franken recently.
Ugh. Stuart Smalley, how can you do this to
us? He's not saving the world right now.
No.
He's not saving the world. And so do you. Yeah. So it's the same type of thing. So can I watch a Roman Polanski movie knowing that he's a creep? Can I watch
Woody Allen?
Woody Allen, knowing he's a creep, like super creepy.
Annie Hall's a good movie.
Right.
But you were talking about like the new movie that he made with Larry David, where the young woman falls for the older man.
I couldn't even finish it.
Like for real, this is what your movie's about.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that one was like so. So Larry David is the star of that one.
Okay.
And I'm a fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm, even though this season I'm kind of like,
yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's the storyline is
A young this woman.
Ick.
Very young.
Right.
Yes.
Just gross.
It is. Ick. It is.
At least, like, try and hide it a little bit. Come on. Like, we know what you're up to.
And he wrote it. He wrote it. He's like, oh, man, they're going to love this.
So I guess, you know, as an artist, he's like, well, this is where I'm at, and this is what I got.
But he makes such good movies.
Yeah, this one was all right.
So, I mean, the question for you is, can you separate those two things?
Well, see,
Can you justify it?
Should we?
Well, that's the thing. Know? I say that I can. I, like, in my mind, I can go back and watch a Louis C.K. comedy special and be like, this is hilarious.
Because
Louis
C.K.
is hilarious. But
he's also
locks
super
people
gross.
In doors and masturbates in front of them.
But like, he also jokes about that. So I don't think anybody was like, no, not you, Louis C.K.
Right, but
he made a joke about doing that.
About being a creep in general. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll say that. And sometimes it's not that, you know, like, yeah, right. I can see it. I'm like, yeah, you kind of are, you know, a jerk.
I don't know. Like, I tell myself that I can separate. I'm like, I can separate the art. The big example that's not really creepy is, like, Tom Cruise. I think Tom Cruise is insane, like, as a person.
I think that's a fair assessment, yeah.
Right. But I love Tom Cruise movies.
He's a great movie
star. He's a great movie star. Yeah. He's a great action. Like, whatever the movie, I'm like, Tom Cruise is in it? I'm probably going to like this film. And so I can separate the crazy from the movie star in that aspect. But, like, he's not breaking any laws being crazy. Whereas, like, these people that are, like,
Scientology, there might be some laws being broken.
Maybe. But, like, he's not like a known creep. Where it's like, you are a creepy, gross, pedophile-filing, gross human
like
being.
Some of these other celebrities
right.
that we know about.
And I'm like, well,
I think what's happening, though, right, is so not watching the movies
right.
would be the equivalent of somebody actually having to leave their job for doing this.
Sure.
So that's not really happening a lot right now.
The most Kevin Spacey got booted.
So he got booted. Weinstein obviously is out because he is a garbage person.
He's the kingpin right now.
And Russell Simmons is out. He pulled himself out of all of his endeavors, including his yoga studio, because it's not super chill to assault people.
God, jeez.
Make sure started a whole yoga studio just for this.
It's really it's different.
Golly. Yeah.
Yeah. So like Kevin, the most. I guess the big one right now is Kevin Spacey got pulled from the film that he's working on. They're ending
House of Cards.
House of Cards is ending,
yep.
Which is a very, very, very popular show, but they decided to end it. But he was also making a movie, and they cut him, and they are now getting somebody to replace him.
And refilming it, yeah.
So he did, like, lose his job. And as far as I know, the Kevin Spacey thing, there's two incidences from Kevin Spacey.
I think there was more because one of the
there's like
theaters.
20.
Yeah, the theater that he used to work at
in London that he ran
right was a whole bunch of, and that's what's
and they're all young men.
Yes,
Jesus, Kevin Spacey.
So
now I feel even worse for liking these movies.
Well,
because I'm like, Seven is such a good movie. I'm like, God, he's such a good creep.
I mean, I guess when you think about all this, though, from my perspective, I feel like we want the person who perpetrated these disgusting crimes to somehow pay, mm-hmm. right? So you not watching American Beauty now doesn't
right.
really affect Kevin Spacey.
You are correct.
I'm with you. Louis C.K. is funny.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. He is a very funny dude. And he was the first person that when I heard these, I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
Like,
there goes another
and
one.
I had the
Great.
Exact same feeling of what now?
Right.
Can I watch reruns of Louis and
right.
laugh at the ridiculousness of it? Or does that make me a terrible person?
And now, even more to a more influential role that we all hold is with our politicians, you know, and where these entertainment/politicians start to overlap, like Trump and with Franken and other folks. All the good stuff that he's done,
right?
You know, and stuff like fighting for net neutrality, fighting for open, you know, for all the things that I agree with. Do I have to like throw him out now?
For all the good that he's done, all those things that agree with everything that I like.
Yep, most of them, you know, for the most part.
But I think there are some parallels that are a little bit of a bummer, right? So Joe Paterno was the most winningest coach in football history. Mm-hmm. Everybody
loved
Joe Pa, right?
Yeah.
And then he made some really bad decisions, and he wasn't even directly involved in what happened, but he was kind of,
was culpable,
to use the word of the year, he was complicit.
Complicit, right.
And it completely tarnished his everything that he had ever done was then it was no longer when anybody says Joe Paterno now, they don't go like, oh, he was a great coach.
Right. Like you knew about this
exactly,
other guy.
Exactly. And you let them continue to prey on kids.
And that's our society, I guess.
Well, and even now, all of these people that are coming forward, if you hear the way Al Franken talks about this, and mm-hmm. even in Russell Simmons' statements today, it was, I don't remember the situation the same way.
Right.
Right.
The only person it seems like who has just been, yeah, I did it, I'm a dirtbag, is Louis C.K.
Right. Yep.
Most of the time, yes. It's just like, oh, it was a misunderstanding. It sounds like it
might have, Kevin Spacey was like, it sounds like it might have happened. Well, it first came out. I didn't know there was that many. Like, you can only say, like, maybe.
And I don't know the details like, of the other ones. I just know that there's a several, like 20 at this theater.
Crazy. Well, and from a business perspective, it's super frustrating to me to know that these people who had something terrible done to them had the willingness to go and say something about it, and no one paid attention to their claim.
Like, right.
That's why harassment doesn't get reported, because even when people have the courage to go and report it, it's sort of, they get patted, and it's like, oh, mm-hmm. you just don't. And I'm assuming in, that's particularly in entertainment, yeah. that's how he is. This is just how things are. And it that doesn't make it right.
Well, and like a big problem in entertainment is like, it's so hard to get into that business in general. And you're like, I got a feature part on a TV show, and oh no, the director just did this, but like, if I say something, then I'm blacklisted
no more job.
Forever.
Right. Yeah.
Forever. Because he has the power, and you have none, and you are brand new, and it's like, nope, you are never working in this town again, and boom, get out the door, and you're done. And so, like,
I guess forget all my dreams, I guess. And I'll do something else.
Like,
I mean, so it makes you wonder how many people have justified unwanted advances with things like that. These are only the stories that we're actually hearing.
Right.
So for all these women and men who have come forward, how many people are still sort of sitting at home going, I don't know if I can say anything.
Well, and like BJ was saying, like it's instilled in society in these weird kind of ways where it's like, man or woman, like if you get promoted before someone else, it's like, well, who'd you sleep with?
Exactly.
Instead of like, well, I'm a really good worker and you're lazy.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's like, well, who'd you have to blow to get that job? And it's like, shut up, like
the boss,
and it's
clearly
so like ingrained.
It is
like just that like, who'd you have to sleep with to get that job? Like, and they'll say that to anybody.
Yeah. And the term casting couch isn't like part of our vernacular for no reason. You know, it's a thing that happens. It's happened.
It makes me gross.
Well, and it's not, I mean, it happens in every
everything
industry. It happens across the board.
Where there's power involved, or I'm just trying to think that's what we're talking about. That's kind of the.
That's gotta be it, though. Like, it has to be like, I have all the power and you have none, and so I can do whatever I want.
And you either won't say something, or if you do, no one will believe you because I'm powerful and you are a nobody.
Right.
That's one of the reasons.
So gross.
Why I am kind of, a big part of me is cheering through all of this.
Right.
Not that it happened.
No, not that it happens, but that
boom,
we're now talking, it's in the forefront, and it's like, oh, sorry.
And, I mean, the floodgates have opened.
Yes. Yeah, I love it.
The Me Too started it.
Some of them I hate. Like, I hate the idea of it. You know, Matt Lauer doesn't like affect me too much, but still, he always seemed like a good guy.
No,
you know,
that's the what bums
he
me
had
out,
a secret like, button installed under his desk that allowed him to lock the door to his office without getting up.
No,
yeah, chew on that for a second.
Okay,
God, I watched him on Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for 30 years.
I hear that though, and I go, nobody thought to go like, why is Matt Lauer installing a secret lock button? Like, who? Somebody say something, right?
To trap women.
Right? I mean, there's something. It's this whole open secret sort of a thing. I mean, when the Weinstein stuff came out,
ugh,
nobody was surprised.
No.
Nobody was like, oh, he seemed delightful.
Right.
No, everyone knew that he was a total creep, and nobody did anything because of the position that he held.
Do you think that now that it's on the forefront of everyone's minds, is it going to stop? like, it's not.
It's not.
Right. But, like, is it going to...
Well, don't you think that it would probably decrease?
I think that people are going to be a little bit more on high alert. But that almost creates its own weirdness, right? Where then everybody is very careful about the way that they interact with everybody.
For sure.
But the other thing that I'm seeing, like Paul Ryan yesterday said, oh, we're going to stop this. We're going to make everybody do mandatory sexual harassment training once a year. That does nothing.
That already happens in businesses.
If anyone has ever done an online sexual harassment training, you watch some videos, you click through.
Terrible videos, by the way.
Exactly.
Where it's like, now let's watch what happens to Susan when she unbuttons one button on her blouse. Hey, and then the guy walks in, he's like, hey, Susan, I got some file. And it's like the worst, like,
oh, they're terrible.
80s movie of all time. It's like, what am I watching? Like, and how come they're, yeah.
None of the scenarios they present are anything you don't know that you shouldn't do right. in the workplace, right? Like massages in the workplace, frowned right. upon, Frenching your colleagues. Don't do that.
Like grabbing someone's butt.
That is maybe not acceptable.
Maybe don't do that.
I've got a lot of apologies to make.
Sorry, BJ, don't grab my butt. Okay.
I'm sorry, also, I didn't know that wasn't a thing.
So then if you're going to train people on sexual harassment, do you have to like include all this crazy deviance? Like, do you have to say like, oh, and it turns out some people like to just randomly masturbate in front of people and force them to watch. And that shouldn't be part of a normal training. Like, that's crazy behavior.
Because I remember taking a sexual harassment seminar class, and then they were saying the same thing, that like once one person like says this, I don't like this,
right,
then there's the line, mm-hmm. and then once you cross over it, then you've violated that.
Correct.
And so do you have to say, I don't like when you masturbate in front of me when the
Which,
door
like really you shouldn't have yeah, to yeah. But
I don't like that you have an auto lock button under your desk that traps me in here.
Icky. I would like to just leave without
but
know.
Like the making sure that somebody says it is really important, because a lot of these things happened outside of the workplace, right? They were in hotel rooms, so there was this kind of squishy right. area. But if this is happening to somebody in their workplace and they say, I don't like this, that's all it takes for them to sort of protect themselves. And they use this thing, it's called the reasonable person standard. So it used to be called the reasonable man standard. And then they were like, maybe fix that, because that goes against everything. And it's basically like,
well, you can't expect a woman to be reasonable.
With all their hormones and whatnot. That's ridiculous.
That whole thing going on.
But so basically they're like, would a reasonable person find it awkward or uncomfortable that you, Louis C.K., are doing this?
And
like,
right.
most, I think, reasonable people would be like, yeah, don't do that. That's not okay.
Well, it's so funny because, like, I heard, I think, I forget who, I think it was the guys on Degenerate Podcast, where they were like, you don't have to be a creep about these things. Like, somebody out there, there are people out there that want to watch people masturbate.
Ask them.
Like, not at work. For sure not,
well, not at work.
Work.
But like Louis C.K., like you don't need to like bait people into do like just be like, hey, who wants to come watch?
I think
someone will do it.
I think that's like, why Craigslist was invented.
I was going to say there are venues out there where
many,
you can,
many.
You can meet all of those criteria exactly.
But it's like maybe
and
they
save
with a
your job.
On? Yes,
but with maybe, but maybe the thing of consent like ruins. I can't comprehend
what,
now, it.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
Like if like somebody was like, yeah, I'll watch you masturbate. Great, sign me up. But then it's
away.
Not fun anymore because like I can't slam the door and be like, ha ha.
Well, because like, it takes away their power.
Right.
Because like, they're on equal
it's
footing.
Be it, right. That's got to be it. Like it's got it comes back.
See,
to
that's
that
one
power
of the things. Like yeah, like that. I don't know if I'll ever. But
masturbate in front of someone? What are you trying?
But S&M stuff and like dominatrix things, where that's all about like power and everything. I don't know if I'll ever get into that. I don't know. Maybe
but
maybe in
like,
10 years when.
But not only that, but like it's not about that. It's
isn't
about,
it?
Like,
I mean, because that's what I've always like. We're really like straight. It was like taking a side road here.
But it's just weird. Like I don't know. It's just weird when. And then there's the quote gray area that people are like, well, what Louis did wasn't that bad. Like he didn't touch anybody. And it's like, well,
so like,
wait, whoa, hold
using
on. Pump
that
the
as
brakes.
Your as
like,
your standard, right? It's like the this idea that you
well,
compare
he didn't do
yourself
what was as bad as like raping someone.
Exactly.
You're like, wait a second,
that doesn't make it
like,
okay.
Obviously, you don't want to get raped, but if like if you walked into that room, are you going to want to watch that? Are you going to want to experience like not being able to leave? Like it might not, quote, be as bad, end quote.
But it's still not good. Like, it's really far away from good.
Yeah. Sorry, I am laughing while I'm talking about it.
I'm feeling a song coming on. It may not be that, but it's still not good.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just... Because I still will watch and like the things. And what my wife, Samantha, was saying was, she was like...
Your wife, you ever say.
What?
Jared just got married.
I did.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. But what she was saying last night was like, well, when did these things happen? Like, if he made a movie now, like, we don't have to support the movie now. But like, I was
but
like,
in
no,
our
this
pre-knowledge
is...
days, right. Is it okay?
She's like, can I watch Seven still? And I was like, it's like, maybe not. Yeah, but in theory, they're not going to get work anymore. And there's also, my brain is going a mile a minute. Because I also don't like the fact that he got canned and fired and everything without there being any sort of a trial, without there being any sort of a way. And I understand 20 people is a lot of people. I didn't know that was that many when I was thinking about it. But like, we've already cut him out. You're done, Kevin Spacey. No more. You're out of the movie. You're out of the show. You're done, Kevin Spacey. Bye. And it's like, well, as dumb as it sounds, like, these are still, quote, allegations.
But like a lot.
I know. Well, like I said, I didn't know it was that many. But still, say it was just one or two. And these are just an allegation from one or two people.
So that was how how Matt Lauer started.
Right.
And what they basically said was, this is a very detailed account of one thing that happened.
Sure.
However, it is indicative of a pattern.
Sure.
And after they came out with that statement, then a bunch more women came forward.
Got it.
So, but I agree. I mean, none of these have gone to trial.
There's no, like, innocent until proven guilty. It's just like, floodgates are open. This is happening, and it happened to me,
well,
too.
And
yeah.
I think
and
that's
boom,
because
you're gone.
That's because normally if somebody has the will to actually come out and say this,
sure,
people want to believe that you wouldn't fake a story about being assaulted.
Correct. But then, like, the defense attorney side of the world is like, all I need is one more person to be like, yeah, he did that to me too. And they're like, okay, what day did that happen? January 12th, 1947. Well, it turns out on January 12th, 1947, you were at the baseball game, and here's a picture of that happening. So you're a liar. So you're discredited. That
and
means everyone's
everyone,
discredited.
Exactly.
And so it's like, there's this weird, like.
Well, but the other problem is the some of this stuff, how do you prove it?
Right.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, that happened to me. Did it?
Your word against their word. And
yeah.
Unless something actually happened where there's physical evidence or you've been documenting it or something, they don't... There's no way for one person to convince you one way or the other.
That's why maybe it's going to slowly start to dissipate and kind of disappear that now that everything is constantly being recorded or monitored, or you can save text messages. And like he said, come to my hotel room right now. And so I have the message, and like,
well, like
you don't
okay.
know what happened in the room, but like you still have like the
Harvey Weinstein's on tape.
Yeah.
Right. Being a real creep.
I haven't heard it or seen the things, but I believe it.
Yep.
Just don't make a scene. Don't make a scene. Just come back to my room. Come on.
Oh,
come
really?
On. Yeah. After her saying, you grabbed my breast yesterday. And
yeah,
he's like,
thanks.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Come on.
Yeah,
come
you're
on.
Fine.
Oh, he's going to pay.
Is he?
Well, and so
yeah.
This is the thing. I think.
Is he?
Because
there's
it sounds like
evidence.
It sounds like she like said, this isn't good and I don't like this, I'm guessing.
But didn't. Maybe I'm remembering things
he's
wrong.
Pay.
But didn't Bill Cosby get a. Quitted or there was not enough evidence or what?
I don't know.
Like, nothing happened with him, right? Like, everyone's like,
yep. That's a good question.
But I, as far as I know, yeah.
It was, he was on trial.
He was like the catalyst.
Oh,
and
then he ended up in the hospital.
But I don't think
I'm
anything.
I'm using air quotes, but you can't see
right,
that.
But I don't think anything came of it. I think he got not necessarily acquitted, but I don't think he was ever charged with anything officially.
Remember.
Right. And maybe. So you're so, like, he's going to pay. I'm like, will he? Will they pay? Like,
and
maybe
if,
not.
I'm
if a bunch of these, high profile cases end up going to trial and they don't have to pay,
right.
That that doesn't change anything then. That just lets everybody go, oh, so you can be a creep. Too. 30 women can accuse you and have specific details about it. Yeah, and like
that's
nothing
already
happens.
Happening. That already happens. Like, what was the Harvard, what was the kid? The kid, the rape kid.
Oh,
what,
the
he wasn't Harvard. Where was he?
Where now? For what?
The rape kid. The, like,
well, I mean, like,
was he Stanford?
I don't know. Maybe. Oh, yes,
yes. That, I know what you mean now.
Who
yeah.
was
Stanford.
Like the, right. But he's such a good student. We don't want to ruin his life and da da da. I'm like,
maybe he should be less
rapey. Maybe he shouldn't be a rapist.
Yeah, try like, that.
But like he literally got off. He literally like, yep, let him go.
He got a very small mm-hmm. punishment.
And he's like, yeah, community service, great, thanks, judge.
Well, you know that's why people kneel like, during the
so like you say they're gonna pay. It's like, are they gonna pay?
Well, so
like,
I think one of the things that's gonna change though is so this has created this massive dialogue, right?
Yep. And I mean, we're talking about an entertainment podcast.
There you
like,
go.
It's so ingrained. Well, not only just in the world, but like in entertainment. Like now, it's the thing. Like everyone in entertainment is like, well, duh. Like, well, so, look at old Hollywood. Duh. Look how they treated starlets back in the day.
And at
Duh.
The same time, well, you know what? It's so humongous. Because it is happening in politics. It's happening in entertainment.
It's happening everywhere.
But it's been happening in the military for a long time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, and it's been brushed under the rug for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's another reason why I go, yay, yay.
Right.
You know, as horrible as all these stories are, at least they're like, yeah, you did do this. And yeah, you are accountable for it. And so that's uplifting for me in a little way, in right. a weird,
well, and
sad
I think it,
way.
It's opening up a dialogue now with a lot of younger women and little girls.
And making it say, it's okay to tell
you
this
thing.
You can
tell somebody what's happening, whereas nobody was talking about it before.
Yeah.
And so if somebody's doing something to you and you don't have the language to talk about it and you don't know how to say this isn't okay, then nothing is going to change. But now we have this whole generation yeah. of women and young girls who are going, yeah, I'm done with this BS.
Good.
And I'm going to say something about it.
Men too.
Yes. Also.
But mostly women.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've got two young nieces. Well, one who's 21 and the other one who's 3.
Yeah.
But still, either one of them, it's infuriating
yeah.
just to think, especially like, and hate to take it back to politics, but I don't hate it. When I think of like someone who is a beauty pageant contestant,
uh-huh.
like a lot of people we know in the entertainment business, and that somebody would take this kind of like advantage with them because they're famous and do that to your niece or daughter, you know, that's. So I am glad. I'm glad that the conversation is happening and that it's big. And where I've landed, and I'm going to hijack it for just a second.
No, go for it. It's half your show.
It's all my show. Just kidding.
Let me just take my laptop and my microphone and see how you do that.
This is the last episode of Life's a Binge, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it.
I'm just going to take this beer with me then.
See what you did? So, but where I've landed with it, and I think it's the only logical place to land, you can tell me if you agree or not, is that nobody's the angel that we think that they are. And every single person has both good and bad in them and acts on both of them. Some act on it a lot more than others, which makes when they act on the bad part more shocking. But nobody is going to be completely free of sin.
Right.
Free
well,
of,
yeah. Yeah.
And so it's going to, there's it's going to go on and on and on.
But there's a difference. There's a difference in the sin.
Like, well, I mean, then some people have behaved professionally in a way. You know, it seems like Tom Hanks is kind of like, you're never going to find anything in Tom Hanks.
Right.
It seems that way.
Right.
I hope so.
Oh, God,
I
hope
so, too.
Please.
Like, did you see The Onion last week that was like,
yes.
Tom Hanks murders 5. Who can we trust anymore?
Oh, I did not see that. But what I did see is
dude,
like,
Tom Hanks probably wrote that article.
Well, I saw an article saying, another accuser comes out of accusing Tom Hanks of being a really nice guy. Like, you know, and you're reading it and you're like, what? No.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
Onion.
Hope for humanity.
Yeah. But probably at some point in his life.
Maybe.
But
he
so
did
I think
kick that puppy or did something.
There's
you
a
know.
Big difference between a transgression, a slip
a
where somebody makes a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mean it, but there is a pattern to
right.
so much of this behavior. These
right.
are seemingly not one-off situations. And right. the ones where the people are really being taken to task and being forced out of their jobs or where if it was a one-off,
right.
it was a seriously heinous one-off yes, that involved absolutely. A legitimate sexual assault. And you don't get to continue reaping the benefits of the good life if that's the way that you behave as a human being.
Well, that's Agreed. Why that's Agreed. Why like I hope like the John Lasseter thing, because he was the hugger. He's the hugger. And that's all that I know.
I have not heard that story, but Jared told me about it.
All that I know is I saw a couple articles from legitimate sites that were like, John Lasseter has taken a leave of absence from being, you know, in charge because of, quote, missteps that had happened.
And he did and, what? Oh, he was Pixar.
And he
Pixar he movies.
Is, yep. He is in charge of all that stuff. And so as far as I know, like I said, nothing else has come out or whatever. And he was like, you know what? I made people feel uncomfortable. I need to step back and just like let them know that like whatever. And I'm like, okay, if you just hug people and maybe you hug people too much or whatever. And they say you don't like hugs, but you hug them anyway. Like hugs are weird. Hugs can be weird. People don't like hugs.
Especially not at work sometimes.
Right. And so like maybe, so maybe like who knows if it ever crossed a worse line than hugging someone. But still, if someone doesn't like hugs and you hug them, it's still not cool, but it's like at least, I don't know, he's trying to do the right thing at this point.
It's not cool outside of work. Inside of work, it's a totally different story. It's not cool with specific ramifications for that behavior,
sure.
right? That's why HR exists, and any HR that's doing its job follows up on any of these reports. It shouldn't have to be, he hugged me 10 times, and I said, I didn't like it.
Right.
All somebody should have to say is, this happened, I didn't like it, and they go, thank you for coming, we will go investigate it.
Right.
That's what they're supposed to do. Like, you shouldn't have to, as an employee in any situation, try and fix this on your own. Like, somebody who's doing inappropriate stuff, you're not going to sit them down and be like, listen,
right.
we need to talk. Right? Because they don't care, because they're continuing to do inappropriate right. stuff that you've already said you are... that is making you uncomfortable.
Look.
So here's a, we'll take a
I wanna, step back. I do on. Have something to like kind of lighten it up as well, but I want
okay,
to know you guys.
Cause this won't really lighten it up.
Okay, great. Mine won't either, but okay. I want thoughts okay, on it.
But we're in there. We're down deep right now. Yeah, we're down there.
We're going for it.
So, will there be enjoy. A time when we all just weep together?
Oh yeah.
I'm crying over right the state now. Of
yeah.
the world.
we have that on the timeline.
Fantastic.
Like,
good. Right,
5
good.
Minutes before we wrap.
Crying
we all ball.
Right now.
So, so years ago, working on the Spirit of Puget Sound, which was a boat
cruise
in
ship.
Seattle cruise mm-hmm. ship where we did song and dance and everything. And, I was started dating a girl.
Woman.
That's two.
It is. Believe
You're
me,
trying.
My heart is in the right place. My heart is in the right
How
place.
How old were you? Old enough for where she was a woman? Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Guilty as charged.
In high school, you'd be like, I was dating this girl in high school. And like,
can
sure.
you? But still, even
yeah.
then?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway. So
in high school, you're
I'm dating
a boy.
This woman.
You're a boy in high school.
I'm dating this grown woman. Grown-ass woman. and so all of a sudden, like, I don't put it all together at all. But I get called into the manager's office to come in and talk to him. And he's like, we need to, can you please come in and talk to me? We need to talk about something. So I get in there. Sorry, the dog is barking.
Oh,
that's
okay.
that loud, that's that loud Great Dane down the alley. Who
it
just,
sounds like it. You know, he's trying to let them know that Cruella de Vil's on the way.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or he wants to punch, he wants to pitch in a little bit.
It's stupid.
So, is that?
Sorry. That was a 101 Dalmatians joke
yeah,
where they're
like, it was.
Sound the alarm. And all the dogs are like,
I don't think
I love that.
I don't think
that.
It counts as a joke, though.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a joke. It was a reference. Well, it was a reference.
Especially if there's a specific Great Dane in the movie that does it.
There is.
Okay, then that's good. Then that's good. So I get called into the office, and it's like, I got this letter from this woman, or I got a phone call from this woman, and the woman said that you were their waiter, and this was like a song and dance where you wait on a table, and then you go and you do a show, and
right.
you come back, and you
yeah,
wait
yeah,
on the
yeah.
table, and
I'm gonna go
job.
Sing my song now, and yeah.
great, so fun, great, yep. great 7 years, and so he says, this woman was your waiter. You were her waiter. And she says that you made very inappropriate sexual advances toward her 12-year-old son.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, what? and he's like, you know, did this happen? And I'm like, no. I'm like, no, it didn't. He's like, well, good. Good. But we have to, like, follow up on this stuff. We start talking about it. And I'm like, I have no idea what this is about. Like, seriously, I have no recollection of it. Yeah.
There's that phrase.
Yes.
You don't remember it that way.
I don't even remember a 12-year-old boy or anything. I don't remember anything.
Did you say like a weird, maybe kind of suggestive song and like talk to that table? Like,
I don't know.
What was the, okay.
I don't know. All I know is that like this woman, and he said, well, we asked for follow-up information, like her name and when she was on. And she said, well, I don't want to get in all that. Because I don't want to get, but he needs to be fired, and he needs to be fired. And,
sure.
And
but she knew your name, or
oh yeah,
okay.
BJ was our waiter, and he was made these advances toward my son, and this was in the 90s before the internet was big,
right,
or even around.
Yeah.
But and so we're talking about it, and I'm like, and he's like, you know, it doesn't sound like you. He's known me for a few years. He's like, it doesn't sound like you at all. I'm like, it's not me. I swear to God, it's not me. I have no idea what this is about. So I go home, and I'm the woman that I'm dating, I tell her, God, you won't believe this, what happened. And she's like, oh my God, it's Stan. Like, it's like this guy that she used to date. And she's like, he does a woman's voice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So he was trying to get back revenge.
He was mad. Yeah, he was mad that I was dating this woman that he used to date.
Wowzers.
And
dude.
Yeah, dude. And I think about that now. If that would have happened today, like what it would have been like.
Well, not only that, so but now, like, but like at the time, you're just like, no, no, no,
right.
No.
Right.
But there's probably like a teeny tiny part of your brain that's like, did I have a rum and coke that night? Like, did I
no.
say something?
I mean,
there wasn't that.
There was no part of my brain that thought that this was possible at all.
At all.
Like yeah.
0%.
That I would make advances on a child. Yeah, no.
Well,
yeah,
right,
I was sure.
Obviously. But like, if they're like, no, we have somebody telling, like, they know your name. Like, they know that you were their waiter. Like, there was no doubt in your, like,
it never sounded like something that could have been misinterpreted.
Of course.
It never was like, oh, well, maybe that was all that time when we did this.
Right.
There was never anything like that.
Right.
Well, that's where your character as an individual comes in.
Right.
Right. Your boss. I mean, your boss said that doesn't sound like you.
Right.
That's because you're not a creepy perpetrator.
But,
right.
but every serial killer show ever is like, well, he was our neighbor.
Right. He didn't seem anything like that.
Eggs, and he was always nice guy, and
yeah.
He played catch with our kids in the front yard, and like he was so nice, and he was so polite, and
it gets
but he
worse.
Murdered 18 people.
It gets worse. Okay, so my boss was like, all right, and we really can't move forward unless this woman is willing to legally move forward with it and
right.
like come in and testify and give details and all that stuff, which she wasn't willing to do. And it turns out that it was because it wasn't a woman. It was
right.
a guy who does a woman's voice. So my girlfriend at the time and his girlfriend, and I'm just
my female companion.
Yes. He convinces her, we have to meet, and it's about that boyfriend,
that jerk
of yours.
You're
yeah, that
dating.
Guy you're seeing.
Yeah, how dare
yeah.
he? Yeah,
and she's like, reluctantly like goes to meet him, and where he shows her a complete criminal record of mine, printed out on King County, Seattle, King County letterhead. This is his record, enough to like. Gaslight her into like thinking, oh, what's the truth? Do you want it to? And she calls me up. Do you want to tell me anything? And I'm like,
no.
I love you.
Yeah,
and she's like, you want to tell me anything about your criminal record? And I'm like, I don't have a criminal record. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm very sure.
Pretty sure.
And so we had to go down to the police department to King County or
you're
something.
Like, look me up.
To like say, you know, and we're walking there.
You
and
took,
I'm thinking
you
there.
This,
we
was
went,
this
we
a serious
went.
Relationship? Obviously.
Yeah, we're still friends. I mean,
sure.
And I can't blame her. I can't blame her. I mean, like,
I can blame her a little bit.
Yeah, kind of a little bit. I'd be like, whoa, hold on. If you're believing your ex-boyfriend, who's a crazy person, and you're not believing me, who you're currently dating, and this person, you say instantly, you're like, it's this crazy guy, and now
also,
he's showing
you. Also,
though,
you're in your 20s.
Thing. It's a power thing, too.
And you were in your 20s.
And he was older. He was 20 years older. He was, like, in his 30s or 40s.
So he was a creeper.
He was a theater director guy, and so he preyed on, and I found out later that another actress friend of mine from Seattle, she's like, I have a Stan story too.
I hate this episode.
And so but anyway, it was like one of those things where I was kind of like, we're walking and she's walking 4 feet in front of me, stomping, you know, the whole way. And I'm part of me is like, you know the answer. Like, you know the answer. Before we go in there, you know the answer. Right. And I want to just, but I don't blame her for it at all. And we're still very close. Sure. We're still good friends. And, but we had to go there and like demand my police report. And they're like, okay, what's your name? And like, okay, we don't have anything. And they're like, do you want to do a restraining order on this person who's clearly like has issues?
Oh, I thought they meant against you.
No.
This guy's clean, but do you want a restraining order? Like, he's bringing you in here to prove his innocence.
Clearly, he's crazy.
Do you need protection? You can just wink if you have. If you feel threatened, don't worry. We have plenty of people here. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
But I think about how that would have played out 20 years later,
right?
You know, like 25. Or
I mean, literally,
now.
The difference in how that would have played out a month ago versus today
would be more
might
public.
Be very drastically different,
right?
Right, because right now everybody is on high alert, and
and so I guess that's the point is that like I've been through some spite or malice, I've been accused wrongly.
Yep,
but. If I were accused of that now in this climate, might I be, what's the word? Not committed, but...
summarily dismissed from your employment.
Yeah, or found guilty in the public opinion
like ostracized or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, I didn't do anything.
Well, and in that case, I mean, yes, it's good that your former boss said, we need to talk about this.
Right.
Yep.
But there was no proof.
I mean,
the person was unwilling to say anything else.
He was hoping that this would be enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which even today, that still wouldn't be enough. All of these people, right, there's sort of that first person who is courageous enough to say something, and then everyone else seems to go like, oh, thank God. Now I can tell you what else has happened. I mean, think even about Roy Moore. Who is just a super icky.
Yes.
But it was like one woman and then another and then another and another. And I'm sorry, you can only say, oh, it's all, none of it is true so many times.
Bunch
where you
of
go
liars.
Like,
right.
Huh. Everybody has like a really similar story about the way you hung out at high schools in your 30s. And that seems really problematic.
Blech. Blech. Gross. Okay. To try and lighten things.
All right, lighten it up.
I'm not going to be successful. I'm not going to be successful. But has anybody seen the film Horrible Bosses?
Yes.
With Kevin Spacey and Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
And
I have.
I've seen clips of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
So it's they take the trope and kind of turn it on its head because Jennifer Aniston is
the boss
of Charlie Day. Charlie Day's boss, I think.
Yes, I think you're right.
She's the dentist and he's the dental assistant. Mm-hmm. And she's very like power and like
aggressive.
Very aggressive and sexual assaulty and whatever. And he's just like, ha ha. And it's a joke. It's a big ha ha joke.
Well, because she's hot.
But is it? It's still funny, but it's wrong.
It never gets serious
in that
movie. Like, is that right? Is that what you're saying? Like it never.
Right.
Like, the issue is never presented
right,
seriously.
Right, but it's a very comedic. It's a very comedic movie. They're going in a very comedic fashion all the time. And so it's like, well, okay, but...
Well,
it's
think
like
about how
making
that...
Making jokes is always... It's always a... You can't not make jokes. Like, as far as I know. As far as I am concerned, in my brain. Like, you can't...
It never doesn't happen.
No.
No, but you have to be able to joke about things.
Otherwise...
Maybe not, like, really... I don't know. Maybe not about. Maybe there's no
everything.
Limitation.
No, the people who say that everything.
Like you should be able to make a joke about everything, but it's like. I don't know.
So think about how different that movie would have been if they didn't cast Jennifer Aniston and they cast like a really unattractive woman.
Unknown.
All of a sudden, not even unknown, right. Just not, I mean, not sure. Physically perfect.
Not Jennifer Aniston.
And gorgeous in every way, right? Then it's all like, ew. It's funny because it's like, oh, I don't want it, but like, I'm still kind of flattered, right? And that sort of changes the whole vibe of it.
It's the teacher and student sex stories that when it's a woman teacher, it's always different than a man teacher. Right? Now you're speaking my language. I learned business ethics so I can stay ahead of this. Those college boys, they never stop looking good, I tell you. You stay away from my nephew.
Oh, I am a married woman.
Oh, that was
so
good.
Was Kathy Letourneau, whatever her name. Mary Kay Letourneau.
That was good. That was good stuff. Oh, I don't know. So it's like, because people try and make light of it. In entertainment, like they try, like even if it's like a, or there's like, I haven't seen Mad Men, but I understand Mad Men is literally all about, like, you know, him being like a chauvinistic advertising, I will rule the world and there's nothing anybody can do to stop me.
He is what my husband likes to refer to as a gender racist.
Where
it's, if you're a lady, you can't possibly be equipped to do these things because boobs.
Right.
You have boobs, so you can't run a company.
That was a very successful show. Now,
but it was also
are you rooting for, like I said, I haven't seen it. Are you rooting for him? Are
not
you like,
all,
this is a good
time.
Dude?
Have you
like,
watched the show?
I have.
Yeah, so not all the time.
Fantastic.
Do you like it?
It is. It's super good.
Oh, do you like him?
At times, and at times he's unlikable at times.
He's a real jerk sometimes,
but
other times he's very charismatic, right? And I think that show was a really good reflection of the time. If you were a woman and you were in an office, you were a secretary,
correct?
Period.
That was it.
So the idea that there were women working jobs alongside men that were not secretaries when they were doing that was revolutionary, and I think that they did a really good job of portraying that. And so luckily, yes, for the most part, we are past that. However, like they talk about sort of the way certain genders just kind of clump into certain jobs. So you have a ton of women who are teachers.
Right.
But they are all teachers at sort of high school and under. You go to college faculty.
Right.
And it completely flips.
Like male professors and stuff.
Why? Yeah. Why does that happen? Nursing, if you're a woman and you're in a hospital, of course you're a nurse. You couldn't possibly be a doctor.
Right.
Right. And this is, I mean, women have been going to medical school and law school and doctoral programs for a very long time now.
Right.
But it's still hard for people to get their head around.
Well, same thing, like the same thing where you're like a male nurse and people are like, male nurse?
Right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Did you? Because you couldn't cut the.
Well, you
what some
kind
of school
you
some too kind hard.
Of
worse?
You what's some
the,
kind
what's
of
the test? I'm sorry. MCATs? No.
But it's like
the MCAT. Yeah,
MCAT. So yeah,
Couldn't
didn't get a good score in the
and
MCAT.
It's like, just be quiet. People suck. Yeah. People suck. I think
my
is
good
the
buddy
main.
Matt, two doors down, is a nurse.
Yeah,
great guy,
and he's probably good at it.
He's very good at it.
When when I was in the doctoral program, I was the only woman that came in my year, and one of the faculty. We were at one of those.
What do you have your doctorate in? Sorry,
it's actually in business ethics.
Okay, great.
And so we were at one of those. It is. We were one of those forced socialization, like cocktail hours, right? Now, mind you, I'm the only woman who has started the doctoral program that year, and one of the faculty is talking to me, one of my male colleagues, and he's all, oh, it's great to meet you. I've heard so much about you. And he looked me straight in the face and said, are you just here with him? I was like,
oh, man.
This is my future. Like,
you're
what,
like,
right,
what are
because
you realize
course,
what program.
Like, I couldn't possibly be in a doctoral program.
But,
a lady.
But how ironic is that?
Because you're in business
you're
ethics.
You're in the business ethics doctoral program, and he's like, nope.
Well, he wasn't an ethicist.
Well,
so.
Sure, but still, but it's like, still, you can't possibly be going for this.
How will your lady brain handle all of this?
Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're almost at time, and I feel kind of better. Like, I do. Like, I feel like I, because I really did struggle with, like, am I allowed to separate the artist from the art.
I think Jared did want like a voice of authority,
so I
of
wish
ethical
I could
authority.
Give you, so like,
no, not necessarily.
Don't
but
you?
Like,
I mean, like in a way. I mean, just like to let us know.
Yeah, but if yeah. but if you were to or say some, like, no, you can't like Kevin Spacey movies ever
you're
again.
You're still gonna
like
Kevin
well,
Spacey.
See, you're wrong.
Yeah,
like,
obviously.
Clearly, it's woman.
You're incorrect.
But it's like, you know, like. I'm not looking for someone to tell me yes or no. I just wanted to have the conversation with somebody that knows more about it than I do.
Well, so that's the thing is there's like a difference between your own personal ideas about what's okay and what's not, right?
Sure.
That's your morality.
Right.
Like yours is different from BJ's is
absolutely.
Different from mine. So
correct.
You might be able to go like, I know we did some gross things, but I didn't know about it back then when I was watching it. So I'm going to still watch that. And that's fine.
Sure.
And then there's like what society decides is okay. And that's ethics, and that's where we are right now, where people are just like, oh, guess what, you can't behave
so,
like that, you
right.
don't get to do this anymore,
right,
and you're out of a job.
So is ethics kind of a commonly agreed upon set of morals?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
And so it's
agreed upon
we're
morals,
learning things
or
what, how else would you say it?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess that's right.
So it's sort of like taking your own personal morals and raising them up a level, but then oops. Those are different depending on where you are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? If you think about it, you go someplace else and they're like, oh, he forcibly kissed me. And they're like, that's just how we say hello here. Well,
right.
here, that's not okay.
Right.
Ah, that's so crazy.
And so I think that a lot of what was happening.
What did you say? Culturally accepted. What did you say?
So,
did you use the word culturally?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. Like, yeah,
culturally accepted morals.
Think about
yeah.
it. Think about it. Like, Hollywood has its own culture.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I think a lot of people were turning a blind eye to this because they were
that's
going like, that's just how everybody operates here.
Right.
And just because everybody operates like that doesn't make it okay.
Right.
But it's a really great way, like, as human beings, we're able to justify a lot of really terrible behavior. Like earlier when you said like, oh, well, at least he didn't rape anybody.
Right.
We do stuff like that
right.
all the
everyone
time. It's called
that.
Like a favorable comparison where
right.
you're like, well, I'm not that much of a dirtbag, so it's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And we do that because if we didn't do that, we'd never be able to sleep at night.
Right. Everyone's the worst.
Right.
Yeah, everything is the everyone's the worst. Right. If you can't at least justify something somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I think also that there, no one's perfect.
Everyone is the worst.
Everyone is the worst. Like, literally, everybody is the worst.
Yeah. But they also have the potential
the
to
worst.
Not be.
Right.
Yeah, and they have the capability of being much better.
And I think
than
that's
that.
Where we are now is at this place where people go, oh, man, I did some things, or I've been saying some things that aren't what they should have been. And that's not a hard thing to change, right? The way that you speak to people, the way that you engage with people, that's not hard to change. It doesn't happen overnight, and like you have to catch yourself when you do things that you shouldn't be doing.
Girl,
woman.
But those are the small transgressions we were talking about earlier. Right. You can't be like, oh, sorry about that boob grab. Like, no, don't do that.
Right.
That's just not okay.
Right.
Don't do that.
Right.
And you have to be able to sort of monitor yourself.
Cool. I dig it.
Can you?
Yeah.
I mean, can you monitor yourself?
I have for 34
years. Clearly we do, yeah. And clearly we like, all do every day.
I mean, and you didn't have a story like, about, you know, accused sexual no. assault. I'm just
right.
saying
that's
one
right.
of us at this
do.
Table did.
Right.
And it wasn't it you was, or I. Right. That's all I'm saying, BJ.
You guys do have the higher ground.
I
clearly.
Mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and like, it does, like, it depends on upbringing and all that. And like, you know what they say, you're not born with hate and all this, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's true. So it depends on like where you come from and where you are and where you're at and everything. But when you become your own person, like, that's when it's like off of that. You can't
well,
blame that anymore.
It's really hard to work against that. I was telling BJ earlier, right? I have a 2-year-old son.
Right.
And I spend so much time thinking about, what can I do? What can I say to make sure that I raise a good human being?
Right.
Who,
it's
I mean,
so
I,
crazy, like, to it, think, like, I wonder how much my parents thought, like, did I just say the right thing? Like, did I, is he going to, like, take the right message from what I just
I'm
said.
I'm going to guess all the time. And that's my guess.
But you, right? I mean, honestly, like every decision you make, talk about what it am I doing? All of the time. And that's only when he's at home. He's not with us all the time.
Right.
He goes to daycare. He learns terrible things at daycare, right? And that's just now.
Maybe he's learning great things at daycare.
Well, I don't know. He's learned, lately it's pinching. So, like, I don't know. It's not super great. Yeah. And that's just going to get worse. So
that's learned, I'm guessing, from his classmates. I'm guessing.
Yeah, somewhere. From other.
Somebody else.
Or the teacher. Everybody pinch each other. Right on the butt cheek. That's how we do it. Pinch, pinch, pinch.
Don't. Why would you put that thought out there?
There are teachers teaching us how to.
It's actually part of my syllabus in business ethics.
Now, everyone but if you see paragraph 3, section 2.
But, you know, as somebody who's trying to be conscious about this, you feel like you are fighting an upstream battle.
Probably for the whole time, forever.
All of the time. Ugh. Like, I show my students videos about. Little kids, if you show little kids like a Ken doll and a Barbie doll and you go, who goes to work? They point to the Ken doll. And these are like three-year-olds.
Right.
Who takes care of the babies? They point to the Barbie. And it's like, how does that get into your head
already? Yeah.
I mean, there's so much messaging coming from so many places that is out of our control. That's that trying crazy. To raise human beings that aren't going to be terrible monsters is really
just trying to control
challenge.
Those messages that you've heard your entire life
exactly.
into something that's like, oh, that's probably
I need to change. Yeah, I need to filter this into the next gen.
I need to work on it.
I mean, the amount of filtering that you do in general,
especially
around a kid, right? We have a swear tally now because we're afraid he's going to go from like his favorite word being helmet. To it being something terrible, right? And that's directly our fault. And so, like, you got to try with the low-hanging fruit.
Helmet. Whoa! Yeah. Pump the brakes, go back to helmet.
Exactly.
Especially if you do get Anthony in a class, I'll have to show you the video of him swearing as a three-year-old.
Oh, it's classic. I've seen it.
Great. It's adorable.
It's adorable.
Don't frowned ever
upon.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that again.
Yeah. Well, you should. It's really funny.
Yeah, it's good.
When you have to really make sure that. Okay, so you can't be telling this tiny person don't do things, and then they see you doing those things.
Right.
So it is a constant sort of recalibrating to make sure that you're trying to be that good person that you know you can be,
right. But
that takes work.
You got to be on stage all the time.
You do, and that's exhausting.
It is.
Yeah. It's funny because like you can be like the like straight as an arrow, like a great person, and then there's a kid, but then you're still like, I have to be the better version of the already good me. Because, like, even, like, the, you know, you'll say, you stub your toe and you swear or whatever, and it's like, oops. But, like, if the kid's right there, they're like, ooh, I can say that word. That means I hit myself or whatever. Mm-hmm. I use that word. Because, like, and you're like, no. Ah, oh, dang it.
But how do you, right, trying to justify that and explain it is not easy.
Can't wait.
Well, I'd love to have you back sometime.
Oh,
like,
man.
It was thoroughly entertaining.
It's an hour and 7 minutes.
And informative and fun.
I can
if you
do this
provide
time.
Me with the Bud Light.
I got two more.
Tall boy,
there's more in the briefcase.
I'm a classy girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right
hey.
Rum and Vaughn's, what is that called? Refresh brand Diet Cola.
Mm-hmm. But to try and at least get a little fun positivity in there, did you watch any shows?
Yeah.
Do you Netflix at all?
Oh, my gosh, do I Netflix? Of course I do.
Talk to us. What do you got? Yeah, what's your favorites? What do you watch?
Right. Or what have you just...
Currently?
Yeah.
We're into Mindhunter.
Ooh, dang it. I wanted to watch it
I've watched it. Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, it's so good.
It is fun.
We're really five episodes into Mindhunter.
Okay,
cool.
It combines my like love of nerdy sort of like psychology with then, you know, stabby murderers.
Oh, yeah. So excellent. are you on that big true crime like upsurgence that's like becoming...
Kind
like,
of. We watched Making of a Murderer, and we were like, okay, that was
crazy.
Pretty good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
We did an episode about that.
There's just all sorts really of, like, it seems to be not taboo to be like, yeah, I'm interested in murder.
Well, I think...
Like, you know what I mean?
Everybody's
interested. Because everybody's bad.
But everybody's interested in why people do the things they do. That's like, I mean, that's the heart of ethics. That's the heart of human nature. Like, what makes you tick?
Right.
What makes you...
So Mindhunter is probably right in the zone for you.
Oh, it's great.
I bet. Yeah. I loved it. Because I'm down for that. I really get into, like, the, you know, the nature over nurture type of thing, you know, of you know, environment versus genetics. Because they talk about that really, like, in during Mindhunter in a way that you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also, it's kind of validating, you know, like, because you're like, I'm a nurture or whatever. I'm a
well, and you watch it and you go like, I'm pretty okay.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing all right. Yeah. We're also very into the Americans.
Ooh, I love the
Russian
Americans.
Spies Among Us.
You just keep naming shows that I'm like, yeah. I want to watch them, and he's watched them. And I'm like, no,
Americans is the bomb.
Okay, well, here's one no one wants to watch, but I am forced to watch constantly. Ooh. Netflix has a horse cartoon called Spirit.
I thought you were going to say Bojack Horseman.
No, this is a child show?
No, this is a child show.
I've heard their children programming is terrible.
So, like,
is it? I've never
it could
heard
be. It could be far worse, but there's only three seasons of it.
Okay.
And every morning and every day when he comes home, he can't say horse, but he can make the sound of a galloping horse. So he comes into the living room and goes, and then points to the TV, and it means you're about to watch Spirit until I go to school.
That's adorable.
I've heard that.
So it's a little rough.
Like, I don't know. I don't watch Netflix original children programming, but I've heard that it's awful. Like, their original, like, adult programming is great. Like, and they just have,
Narcos?
Like, everything, like,
is that good?
Have you watched Narcos? No.
Out, and it's just like, here's another one.
Narcos is excellent. You learn a lot of great new swear words.
There's always a new thing.
You have to be able to, you got to be ready to read the subtitles. Like, I can understand some Spanish, but
that might be, like, a really good, like, tool that maybe producers use. And I've noticed that I was watching...
Subtitles,
yeah. Yeah, that, like... There's a scene in Defenders where Sigourney Weaver is a bad guy and she's talking to somebody who's speaking Chinese and you have to read the subtitles. And it just, because we live in a society where we're doing three other screens even at the same time. And you're
I have to pay attention?
Yeah. Or you have to, I have to sit and watch, which is the way to watch stuff, you know, but.
Yeah, I know, but we don't do that
it's very hard.
Anymore.
I've seen
it's
where they hard. Don't even put them up. Where they just like say something in a different language and you're
just
like,
let it go.
Huh?
You just have to,
and like, you have to go with it. Yeah, you have to go with.
And then
what's
the person answers in English, like, you understand that, but you don't answer them in their own language.
Right.
You know,
and like, Narcos has like the American agents, so it's half English, and then Escobar and all of his people are in Spanish, and that's
I've
a
heard
good time.
Wonderful things about that.
Practico
show.
Mi español.
It just seems like there's always some, like, literally we turned on. To finish Stranger Things season 2, and when I hit on the Netflix, it was like, here's this new show. What was it called? Godless, about all these women that take over this town, and it's like a Western, so it's this period piece.
Ooh.
And like, it's these women like kick the men. You saw it?
Oh, was it good?
First episode. So far, it's so good. And then, but I have a friend. Okay, I'm not gonna say anything.
Don't
say it. Other than I want to watch it.
Okay,
yeah, we saw the trailer for it, and I was like,
did you watch The Handmaid's Tale?
No. I watched the first 3 or 4 episodes.
What?
I know.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen.
And that's the one that's supposed to be like post-apocalyptic of
what could happen right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to watch that.
It's really, I mean, you're not going to.
Who does that show? It's not Netflix original.
It's Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
why
you're
I
not
going to
watch it and go
Hulu.
Like, that was great. I mean, it's great, but it's depressing and terrifying and runs really too close to home.
Yeah, but dark.
But like,
right now,
it's stuff.
It is.
Like, I love the stuff that's terrible.
Like I'm
Breaking
actually,
Bad, I'm like, ugh, I feel gross, but this show is so good.
Like Dexter.
Yeah.
I mean,
about,
have you good watched times. Bates Motel?
Yes.
No. Is that good?
Yes.
Oh, good. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Jared's got a show.
I watched it because Samantha loved it.
We're waiting for the last season to come on to Netflix.
I've heard nothing but good stuff about
that. Oh, you haven't
that.
Seen the ending of it?
Oh, he's so... No, you shut your mouth.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah. Ooh.
Tell her about it.
So...
you will not believe the UFO comes down. And he's an alien. Like, that's why
that
he's crazy.
That would explain a lot. That would explain why he taxidermied his own dog.
He's an alien. So.
I don't have to watch it now.
Right.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like we
Norman
end
Bates
up...
equals alien.
We end up with the kind of... So Leo thankfully goes to bed at 7:45. Mm-hmm. It's a blissfully early bedtime,
yeah,
right?
That's good.
And then it's like, okay, now what?
A couple
how
hours
are you?
Good.
How How are you? Good, good. What are we going to watch? Right? And we get like a one-hour show, and then we're like, we can't handle another hour.
Right.
It's too late.
Right.
So then we have to go to like, you know.
What do you do if it's real good? And like there's a cliffhanger
every
and you're
once
like,
in a while,
we got to
we'll
do
two. It,
let's do it.
We
let's
also know that we're up at 6:30 the next morning, no matter what. Leo doesn't go like, oh, you were up late. That's
you're like,
too
okay,
bad.
I guess we'll just really
I'll
have
lay
to
back down.
We'll really have to leave the cliffhanger.
I'll make myself juice this morning. Like that doesn't actually happen.
You just hit play on the next one just to be like, okay, oh, it's climbing up the mountain. And then it ends, you're like, let's just hit play for like 5 seconds.
We'll try it. And then we do the, where I go like, you're asleep. And he's all, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
not.
I'm good.
And I'm like, but you are. And then I was, and like, we're missing everything.
Yeah, what just happened in that last one?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I don't, and then we start to play it again the next night, and we're like, we got to rewind it
yeah,
like 15
I don't
minutes because we
of
don't
this.
Know what happened.
Yeah. No, that's me. That's my world.
I feel like we don't
watch something. And
we don't watch a ton of super lighthearted. Every once in a while, we'll do like a Fresh Off the Boat or Blackish just because both of those are
pretty
spectacular.
What I've seen. Yeah.
But I think we could probably everyone.
Do you have cable?
Do you? We just do all the different streaming stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's
all
of us. I mean,
so you don't
got,
have like a DVR, but you have the on demand.
No, we've got the Hulu, the Netflix,
like
the Amazon Prime,
sling
and the Sling TV.
Yeah.
Which is more than sufficient. It
yeah,
turns
for
out.
Sure.
Well, and you don't need
sure.
there. You don't need a DVR. You don't need to like what because
well,
you
so
just it's there. It's on demand. You
the
just
Americans
click on it.
Is on Amazon.
Yeah,
oh, you got it.
So
it's
good.
So good. You got to watch it.
It's so good.
And
I love that show.
And I love those. I love
and
both it, of them. I
and
love
it's
the, yeah.
also very like, oh, this is the 80s, but like,
is
it's over
it
now.
Right.
The only way you can tell that it's not now is the shoulder pads and then like the quilt that is hanging up behind their bed as
and
their
the
headboard.
Yeah.
And maybe the hair.
Yeah.
A lot, the hair.
Yeah, I'm crazy about that. I've been awesome. Telling Jared for couple years now.
But
the
that's
Americans,
the thing, like, with,
so
like
yeah.
everything, it's never going to happen.
That's the same. There's more content than we'll ever watch.
Oh.
Like,
it makes
ever.
Me sad.
For sure.
Because, like, I love it so much.
Well, and there are so many. I keep seeing all these documentaries, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that looks so depressing. Like, it looks super informative, right. And, like, I'll really learn a lot. But, uh-huh. like, after a day of, like, teaching and grading paper, like, I don't want to learn
yeah,
about like the refugee
the
crisis
office, right.
like
right.
that makes me want to cry, like I want to drink a glass of wine and,
I do I've been
and,
enjoying
let's watch Gilligan's Island again
yeah like just right. something that kind of gets your mind off of the reality
yeah.
of the world.
Well, that's the whole point of that's supposed to be the point of the entertainment industry.
And that's why I think we need to, and I'm trying really hard to be better about putting my phone aside when I'm actually watching TV or a movie, because like I don't need to know what's going on in the news because everything is
it's
nightmare.
Terrible, right?
Yeah. And it'll be there. It'll be there in an hour when the show's over.
Yep.
You know, or the movie's over. I gotta learn that too.
Cool. So, damn.
Great time.
Oh,
great
I could,
time.
I could do this all night.
So now generally what we do is like we ask because a lot of times we'll have comedians and actors and actresses and
oh,
stuff
like
that. So
promo
we're like,
themselves.
Yeah, like,
or,
like
yeah.
So I don't think you really
hey,
need
to like, follow
hey,
me on
read
Twitter.
Read my newest journal article,
hey,
people out there.
They might want to.
You never
do
know.
Is there a website? Do you have a Twitter that you do or any of that stuff? Or?
I don't.
Okay.
I have a website, but it's like my class website. If you would like to read great business articles, you
people
can just go to
will.
DrTaraSaranik.com.
That's easy to spell.
Boom. Spelled out? Or D-R?
D-R.
Okay.
TaraCeranic. Maiden name.
Sarah Saranic.
I changed it for, you know, the baby.
Because mm-hmm.
It turns out I'm not actually a Salinas. So if you look at me, that
you
might
wanna, you want to have
be.
The same name.
Yes.
Yep. I understand that. That's why I was always wondering, like, when my parents got divorced, it's like, why didn't you change your name back? But she's like, I want the same name as my kids.
So yeah, I wish I had cool
is that
stuff
a weird
to promo.
Thing? Is that a weird thing?
No.
Like, Samantha changed her name, and people are like, why did you change your name? She's like, I wanted to. You're like, why'd you take his name? She's like, I wanted to do that.
Yeah, and if we have a family, we want to all have the same name.
Yeah, right. That was it. I mean, you know? I like in academia, like it's weird because I was
I'm sure like
published
deep...
under your like I was published under my maiden name.
Right.
But then there also comes a point where you're like, people know
they know that,
that I wrote it,
right.
And mm-hmm. I don't care anymore. And now I have a baby, and now we have the same name, and it's cool. And
like I'm sure it's deeply rooted in the possession of like
it
this
is
mine now,
right.
But like it's not.
You mean male possession?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what it to me anyway, that's not what it means. It's like, it's for your family.
Because you're a dude.
I guess.
Because that's what we've been taught. Yeah. We've been taught that.
Because the patriarchy.
But yeah. Like, to me, it's like, it's now we're a family unit. But if she was like, do you want to take my name? I would seriously think about it. I'd be like, yeah, why not?
I have a buddy who did that.
Or they, like, people combine their names.
Yeah, a lot of people
like,
combine them. Yeah.
It's like, why not?
So we actually made, so my husband's family is Mexican, and they're like culture, right? Your mom's maiden name is your middle name.
Right.
Okay. And so we took, so my son's name is, his first name is Leonidas because he's like a tiny Spartan warrior. And nice. Then his middle name is Ceranic and his last name is Salinas. And I dropped my old middle name and made my maiden name my middle name. So lined it up.
Nice.
Were there people who were like, we gave you that name for a reason.
Yeah, and I'm old and I didn't care.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right?
All right. So Leonidas better learn how to spell pretty quickly.
It's Sparta! You're like, now let's watch Gerard Butler. And don't talk to mommy for an hour and a half. Just give me my wine and let me look at these ads.
But mommy.
Yeah. Spirit. No. It's 300 times.
We kind of figured the likelihood that other children in his class would be named Leonidas was fairly slim.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
It's a good call. No cool. Ambers or whatever the popular name is at the time.
Mm-hmm. So. Brittany? I don't know.
They're all, yeah. They all do come in waves.
In my classes, I can pretty much just be like, Madison, and like 2/3 of the class will answer me.
Michael, answer?
Yeah.
18 guys raise their hand. Yes, I am Michael.
I'll do something cool, and then I'll come back and try and plug it.
Oh, okay.
I need to do something. No, obviously, anytime. Now I have goals.
This was really, really fantastic.
Yeah,
thank
especially
you
like
very
how it worked out. Just putting the feelers out.
Well, because like we talked about
a
it briefly,
serendipity.
We've kind of been talking about this
off and on for a few weeks,
off and on for a while.
Yeah.
And so like last week it came up again because again the floodgates are open, and I was like, do we know anybody? Like you're the guest guy. I was like, do you know any? Like you gotta know somebody. And literally like an hour later, you're like, yeah, I got somebody. I was like, what are you talking about? Like for real?
What, you don't have a pocket ethics professor that you just pull up at will?
I got a guy. I mean a girl.
And so I
have
like,
a professor woman.
Yes. I was like, sweet. But then like I was thinking about it. You're like, yeah, she's going to come over and like we're going to do it and record the podcast and everything. And I was like, how did you convince a woman to be like, yeah, come over to my house at 8 o'clock at night and hang out on my porch? And
it depends on who you know. It depends
character,
on who you know.
Character, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Character says a lot.
Character
my
witness.
Friends wouldn't be friends with you if you were a dirtbag.
Character right. Witness.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So
it all worked out.
It was just
out.
Like, oh, cool. I was like, she's cool to come over and like actually talk. Yeah, she's good to go. I was like, sweet. That's awesome. So
I had faith.
Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you guys.
For being
thanks,
here.
Dr.
Great.
Tara.
No worries.
Or was that like the best?
No, that's awesome. Okay. I like that.
Dr. Tara.
Because I was, Dr. Cindy, my aunt, she always likes it. Call me Dr. Cindy.
Tara. Awesome. Well, thank you again for being here. It's really, really great. I think we're about done here.
Absolutely.
So that's been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.